Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. It is 812 WCCO. One of our favorite athletes in town is Tim Herron. And it's a kind of a historical day, or historic day yesterday when Tiger won. And Tim is nice enough to join us this morning. Lumpy, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, pretty crazy. I'm at the airport right now heading to Phoenix. So sorry for the noise in the background a little bit.
No. I'm glad you took the phone call. I just want to get your reaction to that win by Tiger yesterday.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. You know, unbelievable for the game of golf. I mean, I think a lot of people tuned in even at 9, even when they moved the tee times up. It'll be interesting to see what the ratings were. But I think just worldwide, what he did, 15th major, you know, unbelievable comeback. And it was good drama. Anyone could win going into the back nine. There was probably at least six guys that could have won the tournament. And he came out ahead.
You've played that course a lot of times, including, of course, many times in the Masters. What is it about? What don't we see on TV that makes that course special? Somebody told me, Dumpy, that it's really a hilly course, but it doesn't look like it on TV.
No, it's really hilly. 18 straight up the hill. When 10, I always say, you know, that's about like Buck Hill, skiing down Buck Hill. 10's like amazing going down the hill. And I guess back in the 30s, that was actually the first hole. They actually changed the nines back in the 30s because when they played the Masters, they'd have frost on the front nine. So they just switched it. They switched the nines. By the time you got to the back nine, the frost was gone, so they could have earlier tee times.
Wow. Wow. Is that course unlike any other, or is there anything you can compare it to?
I mean, it's amazing. Just kind of the support that through the members and everything, and kind of how the club works itself. It's a pretty amazing spot. So, like, when you go in the clubhouse, I don't know if you've been there.
I have not.
You go in the front of the clubhouse, and then it was like the playground or the golf course in the back. Everything was in the backyard. So when you're driving up Magnolia Lane, you just see the practice range, which is phenomenal, and everything. And then you don't really see the golf course until you get on the other side of the clubhouse, which is pretty cool.
Hey, Tim, I have on the line a guy that that I saw actually this winter when I was down with the Twins, and I drove over to the East Coast, and I went to Palm Beach and ran into our good friend Hollis Kavner. Hollis is on the line. Hollis, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Pretty good. Lumpy, say good morning to Hollis.
Hey, Hollis. How are you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Yeah, I haven't seen you since the Minneapolis airport. That's where I am right now. I'm heading out of the snow for a little bit. Yeah.
I just got out of Augusta, so same thing. It's been airports, yeah. Buddy.
Hey, Hollis, what do you think the chances are of having Tiger be here for your tournament in July?
To be honest with you, I feel like they're pretty good. We had talks with him already, and, you know, he likes to play, Dave, 2 weeks before a major. That's just, you know, and then, you know, you go back and look at his record. He plays 2 weeks before every major. He plays. That's his prep. He's mentioned it on the media many a times, and I mean, I'm sure Tim and everybody knows the same thing. He doesn't play the week before. He doesn't play 3 weeks. He plays 2 weeks. So I feel like if he plays if he plays in that month between the U.S. Open and the British, I think we'll have a really, really good shot of getting him there because that's his tradition, you know. And he is the guy's phenomenal, and he's. He's so diligent about his work and what he's doing. I think if he sticks with tradition, I think we get a really good chance of it. But I can't imagine him taking a month off between majors. I really can't.
Yeah, that's a good point. It is a different year, like what Hollis is saying. They've condensed the schedule quite a bit, so guys are trying to figure out kind of how to do it because the majors fall in line a lot quicker than they have in the past. But that said, you know, Hollis has done a great job of getting a great field. You know, Phil committed, and I think Brooks is committed to the tournament, and that's awesome for a first year in Minneapolis.
Yeah, Jason Day and Brandon. Yeah, you know, and then Bryson DeChambeau and all they were coming, and Tony Finau just tweeted out that he's coming. So, you know, we're getting a tremendous field.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. First year,
and the best part is we have Lumpy. No, he can't escape. We're dragging him in there. So it's exciting. I've had good talks with Tigers people, and they've said the same thing. If he plays, he'd play us, not anywhere else, because it fits in his, you know. And Lumpy can tell you these guys they're very regimented in their schedules of how they prep. Especially Tiger, he's prepped the same way for so many years. It's unreal, and it's worked. And you know, look at it. It worked. It worked again this year. And there was nothing more exciting than watching him yesterday and being a part of that. It was so cool.
Okay, an unfair question for both of you. What was better, Jack in 86 or Tiger yesterday?
That's a tough question.
Whoa.
The thing about Jack, I was a boy, you know, I was 16 years old watching, and that's really what got me into golf. And that was just amazing because what Jack said on TV, he said he wasn't really prepared to win. But when he got into the hunt, he was ready. He just knew how to win. Where I think Tiger this yesterday, he was prepared to win. He was ready to win.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that was the two difference.
No, and the work him and his team have put into it, and it's with Rob and Chris Upman and all those guys have put into it over the last couple of years. And Joey getting ready. These guys were ready. They had geared towards this. And you know, he went and played in the he went and played 2 weeks before at the match play, and which is a hard competition. But he, you know, he's got 7 days of, you know, 7 rounds of golf, but he still wanted to go play just to get prepared. So it was they had a strategy, and they stuck to it very well. And I tell you, he was ready to win.
Hey, Hollis, what's the deal on tickets for the 3M Open?
Well, tickets are for sale at 3MOpen.com, and we've also, you know, just call our office. Tickets are for sale, and, you know, we've got some great things going on with Zach Brown concert and everything else. And, you know, when you get Phil Mickelson and Brooks Koepka, all those guys, it was really interesting. Half the leaderboard over the last few days has been – they're all playing in Minneapolis. So that was really, really good for us. And, you know, we look forward to having everybody out. You know, this is going to be, and Lumpy and I have talked about this and his team, this is going to be the biggest party of the summer. This is not just a golf event. We are going to have some serious fun. We want to have kind of a mini Phoenix on our hands is what we're looking for. We really want to, we want this to be the best thing that happens in the summer.
Well, great. And, we'll have to pick a signature hole to kind of do that thing down at Phoenix Open, like on 16.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, we're already working on that, and I just want to say we're also just, you know, we're going to support. Lumpy's got a great initiative going with the caddies and stuff that he's doing now. I don't know if y'all talked about it earlier, but what they're doing, and he and his group and his team is tremendous for Minnesota golf and for young kids. And we're going to support, you know, the 3M Open is going to support that. And we're proud to be partners with these guys. And it's great to have Tom Lehman involved with us too. And Tom has been a big help with us. So it's really going to be a great local event. And, you know, Minnesota needs to look at it and say, you know, this isn't a major, but this is our event. We have it every year. And that's something to be really proud of, because very few cities get to have this opportunity.
Yeah, that's amazing. So, Lumpy, if we want more information on the caddy thing, what can we do?
Well, you can go to Tim Heron Golf Association or Tim Heron Golf Academy .com, or you can look up Caddy U. It's Caddy U. It's a program where we're pairing up a little bit with the Evans Scholars. We're hoping to get some Evans Scholars out of it. We're having some disability kids work in the golf business somehow, like maybe through like a back room or picking up the range or something to do with golf. maybe even grounds crew, and also caddying. So it's going to be a caddy app, get some kids out and get them introduced to golf. We're trying to grow the game, make the game fun, and have fun for some of the guys out playing, you know, to have a younger kid on the bag and mentor a kid.
You guys better catch your flights. I feel horrible if you both miss them. But,
exactly.
It's great.
You are tired, man. That's a long week for you down there.
It is. It's, we hosted a lot of people, Lumpy. I'm wore out, I got to tell you. I've got another tournament in 2 weeks, so I've got to get rested up and get busy.
All right,
so.
you two, yeah, go on your way.
I'm excited for 3M. I'm getting a lot of people that usually go up north. They're going to stay down for that Zac Brown concert for sure.
All right. I think it's going to be a great week. So thanks a lot, Dave. Appreciate you letting us on.
Yeah, fun bumping into you this winter, Hollis. That was great. Tim, right. Thanks so much.
Looking forward to it.
All right, see you guys.
All right, see you all.
Bye-bye.
That is Hollis Kavner, the director, rather, for the new 3M Open. And Tim Herron, Lumpy, of course, as most of you know him. Lumpy has won 4 events on the PGA and, of course, has played in the Masters many times. WCC time is 8:23 here in the morning news.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.